Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of TABDP ITABM. My name is Josh. I'm joined, as usual, by my co-host, Keaton.
How's it going?
And today's guest is, I mean, you know him, you love him, but today he's in tragedy. It's Brent.
Fuck. You know what? This is, yeah, okay. Yeah.
The level of fucking pre-production on this bullshit, Brent,
hey,
is
Brent,
just
Brent,
furious.
Okay, we know you're upset.
Before you go on a rant, I want to say this is a no-nonsense episode. I mean, as all of our episodes are. We're not doing any nonsense. We're a very serious podcast, so we take ourselves seriously here. We're here today to help you out, bud.
We're here to help you out. This is a very special occasion. Brent, do you want to describe the circumstances that have happened today?
This is the second time since the start of this Angry Birds podcast that I had to push back the time of the recording a few hours because I've had a flood.
Flood again in your basement. It's a natural disaster.
It's truly a tough break.
It really is a tough break. And Kian, that is the key words. Those are the key word. You know, that's what we're saying today.
Oh, I said the buzzwords.
Yeah, thank you. Because, Brent, this flood has affected you. And I said, here's what happened. I said, Brent, where the hell are you? We got a podcast, buddy. And you wrote back to me. You said, I've had another flood. It's happened again. And my heart sank. I dropped my phone in slow motion. It smashed. I went out, bought a new phone. I wrote back, what can we do to help? You know, how much is this thing going to cost? Because here's what I wanted to do. I wanted the community to come together and help you out. You wrote back to me, I've already cleaned it up. But, you know, I sensed that there was some emotional struggle.
Josh sensed that there was still an opportunity for attention to be brought onto himself and I by this tragedy.
But for Brent.
It's
attention for us, but then we divert it to him.
Right, but it passes. We're conduits.
Yeah,
attention by proxy.
Yeah, exactly.
Keaton right now is super impressed. I knew that by proxy.
What, proxy? Me. Yeah, I am super impressed. I didn't know you knew you did words and stuff.
Especially now.
Honestly, the thing is, I don't know if I said this on this podcast before. I'm a very smart, intelligent person.
Shit. I mean, you claim to be
words to describe what I'm thinking. In my head, I'm very smart.
we
but I can't
that.
Use the words. To,
aren't we all, bud?
No, I just don't. I can't express myself like smart people.
Shit.
But I am smart.
I mean, you know.
Well, hey.
Ask me anything. Ask
hey,
me
we
a question,
believe you.
And I'll answer.
We believe you.
I'll ask you a question. Buddy, how are you doing? How are you holding up?
It's been a rough
yeah,
wait, exactly. I have a question. Hey, Brent, how do you prevent a flood?
Don't find fucking
house. Asking the wrong guy here, Keaton. Come on.
The first one was an act of God. The second one was an act of sewer. I can't keep up with this.
well, Brent, you assured me that we couldn't provide you with any money. That you didn't need a traditional fundraiser. But you know, I still wanted to do something. So I thought, hey, we can't give this guy any money. But what we can give this guy is support. So, Brent, what this is for you, what this space is today for you, is an emotional fundraiser. And what we're raising instead of cash, we're raising your spirits. What I have done is, and you can check Twitter, I've just posted a video appeal asking people to send in the phrase, tough break. They can reply it to the tweet. I mean, I imagine, Keaton, those replies are flowing in now, I can imagine.
Oh, absolutely. I can't even count how many there are right now.
I mean, that's unfortunate, because I was going to ask you to be the person who counts up.
Well, I mean, it's not saying much, because I can't count, and that's pretty canon here. But
look at how many tough breaks already underneath this tweet. Okay, well, this one says buff truck, which is not a tough break.
That's true.
But we have got a number of tough breaks flowing in already, Brent.
That's good.
How
I could have used a fucking wet vax instead of
how do
tough
you
breaks.
Feel but... Knowing we're already at six tough breaks,
I feel. I don't know how I feel.
Well, I mean, you're not very good with describing your feelings through words, as we.
I have an intelligent answer. In my head, there's an intelligent answer, but
right.
I'm just looking with the right combination of words.
We believe you. Do you feel supported?
Like I feel no, not supported.
Honored. Humble?
Mocked, maybe.
Humbled?
Mocked.
No, I don't think that's the word you're looking for.
I could have used everybody Friday night with the wet vac.
You keep saying this thing about this wet vac. And
yeah.
As good as that is, I think it's a diversion for you.
Honestly,
because I think what you're really asking for is emotional support.
Yeah, I think Brent is a wet vac, and he just needs to be supported emotionally. Emotions. Yeah.
Nah, I've also sucked all the emotions out of my being, like the water from my basement.
Hey, don't deny your emotions. You guys, allow us to support you here.
You guys don't understand how close this was to having a sewer backup. This wasn't a... the sewer line was blocked.
What was it blocked
by? Backup in a pipe.
That's a likely story.
Shit, I would imagine.
We are at 7. But we're at 7 now. There's another tough break. Tough breaks coming in left and right. They're just rolling in.
It's getting overwhelming, the support.
I don't get... It's not really supportive, though. Tough break. It doesn't help.
It's the thought that counts, buddy. Yeah. So
that's what we've asked for already. So we can't change it now.
So you two have. I know people listen to this, and I'm pretty sure they get that there's no pre-production of this thing at all. There's nothing talked about. You literally, within 5 seconds of starting the episode, came up with an idea for people to say tough break to me because I've had a minor flood in my basement.
Hey, Josh.
That's what we're basing the show
on. Hey, Brent, shut the fuck up for a second. Josh, does it feel to you like Brent isn't being very appreciative of our efforts right now?
Here's the thing, and we're still within the first 10 tough breaks, so this is going to happen.
He's going through something. A thing is happening to his mind and his brain and his body, probably.
There's
changes in his body that he doesn't understand, and he's lashing out because of that.
He's becoming a man. Truly.
He's complaining about us saying tough break, even when that's clearly the most supportive thing we can say.
He won't stop whining about his adult braces.
Yes. Oh my god.
The braces are absolutely killing me.
And the flood itself, he's been a real bummer about.
No one else. I'm not impressed with. Not the braces, the flooding. No one told me that when I was gonna start smoking weed, that weed is like wine. There's a bunch of different kinds and strains, and it does different stuff. Last night I tried stuff that made me so fucking paranoid. I debated unplugging all the Google Home Minis in my house because I was scared that they're listening to me talk. And then I'm like, what the fuck do I talk about? I went on a rant last night about how cinnamon rolls are overrated. And I'm like scared that the government's going to hear that. So listen. I think I might be done with weed.
Wow.
I hate that you said that.
I'm not, because it really helps me sleep.
Kian, do you see what an emotional turmoil this man is in? He's considering...
Stopping smoking weed.
Yeah.
I'm not happy with the shape of my face lately.
Oh my god, because of all the my weed? Haircut,
I've been going to the same hairdresser for my last, 12 years, and then she couldn't fit me in the day before a funeral, a couple months ago.
The day before.
And I'm like, shit, a funeral.
Oh, boy.
I need to get the haircut for the funeral.
Yeah.
So I started to panic, and I started making phone calls, and I found another girl to cut my hair, and I was super apprehensive about it.
As important and satisfying as this haircut story is, we have two more tough breaks rolling in right now.
Yeah, I've just sent out another tweet for those who don't want to watch a video. I've written, our friend Brent, at moment five, has been attacked by flood water. He doesn't need money, but he needs your sympathy. We're doing an emotional fundraiser on the podcast right now. Please reply, tough break to the tweet. We can make it to 100. And, on that tweet alone, we're already at 4.
So 13 total. Mm. Yeah.
Okay, now that we're up to 13, it's kind of helping a little bit.
You feel supported?
Yeah. If I don't want to stand out there getting 8 tough breaks looking like a chump.
Oh, That's true.
But now we're getting double digits. I feel better
about
it.
We're in the double digits.
Could you imagine if we did one of these every time I have a complaint?
We only have so many tough breaks to pass around here.
Yeah, we only have so many.
But I have to finish my haircut story. The moral of the story is I went to this new one and I really like my haircut, and I stopped going to the old one.
Sure.
I feel like I'm doing something wrong.
What is the moral?
Oh, it's a story of betrayal and how Brent is a bad friend.
No, but then I'm like, no, fuck that. I pay for this.
What's the lesson? you learn.
The lesson I learned is that I have to stop letting my emotions dictate decisions I make.
It seems like the moral is betrayal.
But I'm not happy with the shape.
What are your emotions
because
doing?
Of the new haircut?
Has the new hairdresser fucked your face up?
I don't know.
She cut my hair different.
No, Josh.
She's cutting my hair different, and my face looks different.
Josh, it was like that before. His face. Yes.
No, you don't even know what I look like.
You don't know what I know.
Josh knows what I look like.
Yeah, and right now you're devastated by this flood water.
Could you imagine if during like Hurricane Katrina, this is what they did? We don't want
tough
money.
Break fundraiser.
We just want some tough breaks. Break.
We just had another tough break roll in from Timmy, friend of the show.
Oh, God bless.
Thanks so much, Timmy. Brent, I listen, you're in an emotional state right now.
Yeah.
It might help us get a little bit closer because, you know, 14 is good, but I'm starting to worry it's not really close to 100. If you could, I mean, if you want to head to Twitter, you pop a retweet on that bad boy. We might be able to.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, and while you're at it,
oh boy,
this is the problem
with him, Kian, is that he doesn't want to help himself.
He's not helping himself. So
the next thing you know, I'm in fucking. I took a vacation to Brazil with my fucking tough breaks, and I bought. Like, my kids are going to college because of the tough breaks. Fuck that.
They were sitting at home working out how many tough breaks you need. They're like, hang on. Hang on.
How big is this motherfucker's
station? They shouldn't need this many tough breaks. I've got friends who have bad clubs like that. And they need
way more tough breaks. I need tough breaks myself.
Brent. The first step toward healing, I think, is acknowledging you have a problem and allowing, you know, yourself to help yourself. So I think the best course of action here would be to go to Josh's page, pop a retweet on that bad boy, and then go over to my page and pop a retweet on that pin tweet, whatever you want to do. But I think retweeting me is probably the best thing for you right now.
Yeah. I mean, out of the two of them, that's definitely the one. But what we're trying to do there is we're trying to raise some emotional funds in the form of tough breaks. And just get you back to that level of joy.
The joyful. So I can call Melissa at work and say, well, I know that we had to throw away the wedding dress that you had packaged and sealed. But I got 22 tough breaks.
Another tough break rolling in right now.
Thanks so much.
Is this like the first fundraiser podcast we've had?
This is the first one. And
it's an important issue that's near and dear to our hearts.
Yeah, I felt compelled when I heard about that flood. I said to myself, we gotta do something about this.
Hashtag tough break is trending in the United States now.
It's getting
up there.
Yeah, it's probably an NBA player broke his tibia.
No,
or
it's getting up there. It says hashtag tough break Brent.
Someone just replied with a Rick and Morty gif of someone saying, you know what, too bad, tough. That counts as a tough break. Thank you.
Thank you. Honestly, it's a little more offensive than
if you
anything,
took the time to find a gif, then you're emotionally involved in it.
Another tough break rolling in there.
Another tough break. There it is. Yeah, beautiful.
I tell you what, Kian, do you have the list of questions that we usually ask the guests? We are still in Admiral Levine month, I think.
This is, you know, it's no nonsense, but we're still in Admiral Levine month, and I do have the list of questions.
Did you guys say Adderall?
Oh my god,
flood water has gone into his brain!
So,
Avril Lavigne or Adderall?
Both. Josh, I don't have the questions from.
Stop huffing those flood fumes.
So frustrated.
I don't have the questions from Lauren and Evan's episode, however.
If you remember those.
All right.
Fine, yeah.
So I have our list. You ever been asked a question before, Brent?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Brent, you're about to get asked, I think, 19 questions. So Brent, at the end of this list, you'll get the opportunity to add a 20th question.
It'll be on every episode.
While Keaton's going through these questions, I'm going to keep an eye on the tough breaks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So here we go on the Adderall Levine.
So it is Adderall
month.
Okay.
Whatever you want it to be. The questions. The first question, of course, is a classic. You've heard it before. We all know it. We all love it. Brent, have you seen the Angry Birds movie?
Oh, no. I saw the scene where they drink piss at the lake.
Well, that answers our second question. And then question number three, how does the scene make you feel?
It makes me feel bad about me as a person because I've deduced that it's a sexual thing.
And that reflects poorly on you?
It's a kid's movie made for children.
And you're a child is what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that my stupid, dumb brain.
Oh, that's all I need.
Deduced that.
Okay, question number four. Which bird would you take out of the film and into real life, and what would you do with it?
Would it be the real bird, or would it be turned into a real bird, or would it be the cartoon character
into real life?
The eagle.
The eagle. Okay, what would you do with the eagle?
Make a guard my house.
That's cool. You sure you wouldn't, like,
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't want any other activities. I want the eagle to guard my house. I know what you're trying to do. No.
Hey, I've been keeping up with this tough break scheme. Did Brent say he wanted to fuck the bird?
No. I haven't quite gotten there yet. I'm trying to get him to say he wanted to fuck the bird, though.
He will. Okay, bye.
Well, we'll get him there by the end. But Brent, for now though, you're sure you don't want to fuck the bird?
Depends on how many more floods I get, but right now I'm good.
Fair enough. I mean, do keep in mind, if the eagle's guarding your house, it will kill your grass because of all the pee.
No, well, he can't stay on the property.
All I'm saying is fucking the bird's the best option. We'll move on.
Which bird?
Number five.
Okay, no, keep going.
Number five, what is your favorite cuss word, Brent?
Fuck.
That's a classic. That's the most common answer.
Yeah.
Very versatile.
Hey, sorry, I just had Brent say fuck. Was he still answering the question about what he'd do with birds?
No.
What would you like to do? No.
Unfortunately, no.
No.
Brent, I gotta ask you question number six. How much glucose is in this?
How much glucose is in what?
How much glucose is in this?
In this?
Hey, I didn't make the questions. I'm just asking them.
45 grams. 45 grams of glucose.
Quality answer. Number seven.
Thank you.
And this one's a little bit of a downer. I don't want to bring you, you know, lower than you are right now because I know you're in a fragile state, but
hypothetically. You're going to talk about your childhood?
Hypothetically.
It was a little brutal.
It was good. All right, number seven. You're in a plane that's crashing to the ground, and you have 1 minute until impact to send a text. Mm. Who do you text, and what do you say?
I group text all my favorite people in the world and say thank you.
Could you list off a few of those people?
You're going to spend a minute just composing a group text.
Yeah.
No, I spend 45 seconds trying to figure out how to make a group text, and then like my dentist will get a message that says thank you or something.
Okay.
Yeah. I know that's okay. Specifically, I would dial my wife and say thank you, and I would tell everybody. I don't know.
Do you know how to do a group text, Brent?
I think you go to the two part. You click in it. You type in who you want, and then you stay in that bar and type in another person.
Oh, you're killing it. Okay, moving on. Question eight.
Okay.
Brent, what was the last thing that you ate?
Nacho cheese Dorito.
Magnificent.
Like snack food or food?
Doesn't matter. Up to your interpretation. If you want to add the meal in there, some people like to do that as well.
I had pizza.
Oh, fuck yeah. Nacho cheese Dorito, pizza, pretty much the same thing. Mm. But moving on, question
number nine. I'm a gamer.
We know. Question number nine. Brent, what is life?
What you make it.
Ooh, beautiful. Profound. In this time of tragedy.
I know. See, I told you.
Number 10. Where were you when you first saw the pee scene?
In my basement, laying on a beanbag chair.
Next to your loud furnace?
The furnace that sustains heat for my home? Yeah, I'm sorry I don't have a fucking recording studio to talk to you guys. Go piss.
Somebody's not very committed to the podcast, but, you know, whatever.
We need to get this guy some more tough breaks immediately.
Please.
When we used to actually do, remember Borderline, Josh? When we did that, we had to, like, be cool. We had to record by the thing. And in the wintertime, it was brutal because it was going off all the time.
I'd appreciate if you don't talk about anything that I don't know about because then I feel left out.
Okay.
Thanks.
It's a podcast that you could listen to. It's on iTunes.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
No, I only listen to one podcast, though. Number 11, would happy birds drink piss?
I think they do.
You think they do?
Bird bats are full of piss, and they're in there just sloshing around.
Fair enough. All birds drink piss, is what you're saying.
All birds drink piss.
Regardless of
emotional
state.
Everyone drinks piss, even humans.
Okay, so would... Now, we know a fulfilled Brent would not drink piss, but would a broken Brent drink piss? This is my own question.
If I was in a survival situation, I would pee into a cup.
Right. If you were like, if you were hypothetically in a different reality where you were a deeply broken man, that's not this reality at all, but you were just a deeply, deeply broken human being.
Like
tragedy struck or something. Would you drink piss?
No.
Not the answer I was looking
for. Come down for it.
Brett.
Yeah, I'll drink piss.
Cool. All right. Perfect. Thank you. Question number 12, Brent, you'll love this one. What's the worst part of this podcast?
You guys will say something, and I don't know if it's a bit, it's serious, something's going on. Like when I first signed in tonight, no one could hear me for 10 minutes, and I just played along and then talked normal. I talked in my bedroom for 10 minutes by myself. I'm like, these guys are really fucking committed to this bit this time, because this is what we did last time. That's what pisses me off.
Genuinely.
And I legit have sweat. I'm sweating.
Genuinely, we could not hear you. It was a bad link, but okay, lovely. Number 13.
But I carried on with the show for 10 minutes. Yeah.
I'm very proud of you for that.
You're very committed.
Number 13, which company do you most want to go out of business?
Mm.
Really, really thinking about it there, huh?
I have a lot, so...
A lot of grinds.
You hate a lot of companies.
I'm going to say... Puma.
I like that. I like that answer.
Puma.
Yeah, Puma's a little weird.
Yeah, Puma.
Those fucking Europeans love Puma, and I don't like them for it.
Well, I don't like it either.
I don't like Europeans. Anyways, question 14. What is the opinion that you hold, Brent, that you the most people get mad about?
The opinion that I hold that most people get mad about.
Or people get the most mad about.
Ketchup on eggs is good.
What the fuck?
Is that, is that something people get angry about?
I don't want to get angry about a thing that you told me I would get angry about. But, Brent, what the fuck?
No, I'm on to Brent here. Ketchup on eggs.
Jesus.
In fact, I'll go a step further and say I can't eat scrambled eggs without having ketchup on them.
Fucking A. Okay, I want to take a step back for a second.
It's not easy being me, I'm just saying.
Got to take a step back for a second because, Brent, we know it's not easy being you, buddy. You got to deal with a mortgage. You got to deal with adult braces. You got to deal with these floods.
Seaweed.
Bad weed. These floods all the time. You live in Canada. It's like, you know. Anyways.
Canada's beautiful.
Right. Josh, can I check in? How many tough breaks are we looking at?
I believe we're currently sitting at 33 tough breaks, which is great.
That's amazing.
Popping off.
I will take it.
We're third of the way there. Brent, how do you feel?
I wanted 25. Oh, that's a quick math, but we're 112% over my expectations.
Wow. What the hell?
He can't do words, but he'll fucking kill you in math.
That math, I know some fucking idiot's going to do the math on that, and it's incorrect.
The fact that you were confident is good enough.
Listen, that's the only way I've gotten through life is pretending I know what's going on and dying on hills about it.
Beautiful. I mean, we can tell because you often do make.
Here's my advice. A lot of younger people listen to this, and as an elder gentleman who's the ripe old age of 36, just be confident in whatever decision you think. No, that's not right either. No, I think, never mind.
All right, never mind.
No tips. Yeah, okay, moving on. Question 15. All good. Are cop dogs cops?
No, they're rats.
No?
No.
Jesus!
No, because you can't be a cop unless you can put the handcuffs on something.
The handcuffs are the only symbolic thing that represents a cop?
Yes.
Fair enough.
Unless you count their bite as a handcuff of justice. Yeah, I changed my answer to yes.
Wow.
Police dogs are dogs because they can bite you and their jaw is the handcuff.
Well, we know
of
they're dogs. We're asking if they're police.
1,000% yes.
Yes. Okay.
Who else could give you the handcuffs of justice?
Police, exactly.
All right, Brent, question number 16. How's your day, buddy?
Overall, good. There's isolated incidents of frustration, but other than that, fine.
Like,
I have nothing to complain about in my life.
Buddy, other than
the big flood in
he's starting to forget about the flood already.
Oh, shit. 17.
Yeah.
Brent, what's your damage? And don't, Brent, what's your damage? And don't say water damage.
Well, my damage would be 12.
Fair enough.
Powerful.
Understandable.
Or very not powerful.
Number 18.
Weak. Yeah, that's a good word. I should have said that. I should have said weak. Number 18.
Honey, please, can you make it to the store today?
Yeah, of course.
Thanks.
Thank you, Brent.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
What a kind man.
Why not?
Number 19.
Yeah.
Brent, what was it like the first time you smoked weed? And this question comes straight from your friend and rival, Kristen.
The first time I smoked weed, me now? Or as, 20-year-old Brent?
The first time you smoked weed?
First time I ever smoked weed, it was stupid. Dumb.
It was stupid and dumb.
Yeah, fair enough.
Brent, you now have the opportunity to add another question to the list.
I can add a question to the list.
Yeah.
Okay. If you could eat one animal at the zoo, which one would it be?
Great question.
Thank you. You got to answer.
Well, these tough breaks are still flowing in.
No, you got to answer my question. I answered fucking 18 of your questions. Answer the zoo question.
That's not how it works, buddy. You got to listen to the next episode.
Answer this. Answer the zoo animal question.
He's got flood stress.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
No. Come on, buddy.
Brent, I'm worried these tough break messages aren't doing quite enough for you.
No, they mean a lot.
You know, I think you could do with hearing some people say tough break in person. Okay. First of all, we've got a good friend of yours. Please welcome Bucky Isotope to the podcast.
I got water, Buck. I got some water.
He's got water, Buggy.
Well, what happened? Did you wet yourself? Or?
No, the sewer on the road backed up and in turn caused a drain in my laundry room to start overflowing with water. Not sewer water, but water nonetheless.
This is not quite the tragedy I expected when I signed up for this.
It's more emotional for Josh and Keaton than it is for me.
Buggy, if you can offer up just the words tough break to Brent, it would mean a lot to him.
the world.
Do I have to?
That's well, maybe that's
legit, the whole point, Bucky. Yeah. If you could eat one animal at the zoo, which one would you be?
Don't hijack our podcast, Brent. Bucky, Bucky, we need two words out of you, buddy.
Please just give him a tough break.
Tough break, Brent.
What animal? you're a zebra man, aren't you?
The most dangerous game, the spectator.
He's got real gnarly flood brain right now.
Oh boy, he's got flood on the brain.
There's poopy water in Brent's brain right now, and
I told Melissa if it had been sewer water, we would have just took everyone out of the house and burned it down.
Every tough break helps, and Brent's brain and Brent's basement are full of poopy water.
We've got some more callers to give Brent a tough break. Is Casey on the line?
Hey, Brent.
Hi, Casey.
Tough break.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. It's going to get me through cleanup 2 days ago. Much. Casey, what animal would you eat at the zoo?
Say what?
If you had to eat an animal at the zoo, which one would you pick?
Oh, man. That's tough.
Just Casey, pick one. We apologize for this. Brent has really bad flood brain.
Just
right,
you gotta pick
now.
One.
Just seeping in through his ears.
Oh, not flood brain. No,
I would pick an animal.
Sorry, suffering really real bad. It,
and I can.
That's why he needs these tough breaks.
You have 5 seconds.
I'm gonna eat the flamingos because I hear they taste like shrimp.
That's weird as fuck. Okay,
it's a 2-for-1.
Good shit. Good shit.
So, thanks very much, Casey.
See you, fellas.
The old fucking surf and turf.
Let's just, you know, the callers from now on, let's just try not to encourage Brent's flood brain.
The original surf and turf.
He's a sick flamingo.
Man. We got another caller on the line. Is that John?
Hello, this is John.
Hi, John.
What do you have to say to Brent, John?
I would just like to wish him a tough break.
You wish me a tough break?
Wish him a tough break.
Oh, God, Jesus, it's not my fucking birthday.
I've changed my answer to wishing Brent a tough break, too.
Oh, no. John, before you go... You have 10 seconds to answer this question, but if you had to eat an animal at the zoo, which one would you pick?
An animal.
Yeah, you have 8 seconds.
Do the workers count?
6 seconds.
Janitor. Yeah, mammals are animals. People
janitor.
Are animals. Yeah. Janitor? That's a great answer. Exactly. Thank you,
John. Thanks for eating the zoo janitor. Thanks for your tough break.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
These are really helping, Brent, you guys. Thank you so much for calling
Brent,
in.
Brent, how are you feeling?
I feel, honestly, I hate to say it, I feel better. It helps, actually.
That's great. I'm glad to know.
It's so stupid. It made me feel better and laugh.
Brent is feeling better not by intention of us or himself. Neither of us wanted him to legitimately feel better about it. But I guess we're glad he is. So, you know.
The flamingo surf and turf thing got me. That made me happy. if you ordered surf and turf at a restaurant and it wasn't pink, you're like, what the fuck is this?
All right, we got
Cody on the line.
Oh, it's Florida style. It's Florida style.
Cody, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Brent, shut the fuck up a minute. Brent.
I'll take the surf and turf and make a Florida style, my good sir.
Brent, shut the fuck up a minute.
Holy shit.
Any words of condolence that you would like to offer Brent Cody in this time?
Buff take.
Cody?
Buff take? No, I'll take it. I appreciate it.
I will take it, Cody.
The strongest of take. Buff take.
Thank you. We also have Kirby on the line right now. Kirby, welcome.
Hi, Kirby.
Anything you want to say to Paul Brent?
Just a second. I need to do my vocal warm-ups.
Take your time.
Being funny is hard, isn't it?
Being funny?
I think it was Bucky.
All right. That's a classic Bucky line. All right, Kevin. When you're ready.
Tough break.
Oh, wow.
That's it paid off.
It paid off.
You redeemed yourself.
The vocal warm-ups paid off. Absolutely.
Kevin, thank you so much for that. Well, we'll talk to you next week.
Hello.
All right, see
ya. I think we have Hank on the line.
I'm on the line.
Good friend of the podcast, Hank. Welcome.
Long-time listener, 8th-time caller.
Hank, what are you going to say to Brent?
Brent. Tough break, man.
I know, right? Listen, Hank, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
If you had to eat one animal at the zoo, which animal would it be?
I'd want something exotic but familiar. So perhaps a giraffe. Because it would probably...
Why is a giraffe familiar?
Like a tall deer.
True. I can't argue with it.
You eat a lot of deer?
Yeah, I eat some deer.
What's wrong with eating deer?
Okay, for sure. Wow. I'm not saying anything. I'm just asking. I didn't know Hank ate deer.
Step the fuck deer. Back.
All right, Hank, you've had your time. Get the fuck off the podcast.
Fuck you too, Josh.
We got another caller on the line. We got Chelsea on the line. Chelsea, hey. Welcome
Chelsea.
Do you have any words of condolence to Brent?
I just want to say a tough break, Brent.
Thank you. It's not as bad as they're talking about. It was cleaned up within a couple hours.
It's pretty bad. He's Chelsea, lost his
mind. Chelsea, it's pretty bad. Yeah, he's got major flood brain right now. Which
don't
is
stop saying I have flood brain because I'm pretty sure it's a fucking thing. And people are going to be saying that's that Brent got
yeah, here's the thing. That's the first symptom of flood brain. Chelsea, being convinced that you don't have
it. Before you go, I have a question for you. If you had to eat one animal at the zoo, what animal would it be? You have 8 seconds left to answer.
A human.
That's fucking weird. That's like the third person.
Chelsea,
said that
get out of here.
Yes.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Chelsea.
No problem. I love you. Bye.
The tough break tweets just keep rolling in. Mm. We got a tub break. Down here at the bottom.
I'll take that.
Oh, beautiful.
So that was very kind. Tub break.
Take it.
Just see, you know,
beautiful,
how many people really care about Brent here.
Bucky, you're still on the line, right?
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Listen, Brent is getting way more tough breaks than some people have been saying he deserves. You know, I don't want to...
There's a lot of controversy going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of controversy going on with him.
I've been the one that started the controversy. I'm the one that said I didn't need them.
How many shot backs did you have to use to clean up, Brent?
Two. I'm on my second one.
Second. Wow. Two full shots.
I broke one.
Oh. Jesus.
This is a tragedy, then.
I want to stop for a second and just acknowledge that... Brent and Bucky, I believe, are two of our biggest haters that are continually back on the podcast. That just hate
we're
being
both
here.
Older married people that are bored. This is what we do.
I think we got another caller on the line. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Memo?
I'm Memo. That's me.
Oh,
did you
hey,
call
Memo,
Memo you uncultured
swine? What's your message for? What's your message for Brent, Memo?
It's tough break, spelled T-U-F-F-B-R-A-K with 7 E's, because that's how I roll. And listen, this is why I told people not to trust water. It's free, it's blue sometimes,
oh, you
it
want
doesn't make...
water, guys! Get the fuck out of here!
there's something called water.
Get out of here. We don't want this.
It's a healthy diet of milkshakes and mouthwash. Boom. There you go. M&M.
Thank you so much, Memo, for
the Mississippi
kind words.
You're welcome. Love the podcast.
I couldn't think
Thanks,
of
Memo. We've called the police.
I couldn't think of a state that had
we've called the police.
Milkshakes and mouthwash. That's the Mississippi. I wanted to get meth in there too, but it's close now.
Brent, we talked about it earlier, but are you thinking about going on a little bit of meth to get that facial features? You know,
no,
down a
I can't.
Bit?
The weed's bad. I can't do weed. I can't be on meth.
Well, I mean, meth is different than weed, but you know.
Well, it's a gateway drug.
But what's meth is a gateway drug.
Picture, imagine like you started smoking meth and then eventually you switched to weed. That's your gateway to. That's funny to me.
Guys, a little update on the tough breaks. We are sitting at 46 tough breaks.
Excellent.
Right now.
Damn.
We're almost halfway there.
Do you guys need a retweet from a big account or anything to help out?
No.
Bucky, that would
yeah,
be
Yeah, we would
fantastic.
We would love that. Just
already,
for Brent's sake.
That
I
extra
already,
push.
I already
would
was against that. I wouldn't do
Bucky,
it.
Bucky, Brent refuses to help himself, to acknowledge his own problem, and retweet the support tweet. So if you could do that, we would be ever...
No, I don't think we should do that.
I'm hoping the number of tough breaks we'll receive in the upcoming few minutes will push Brent over the edge into accepting that he needs this help.
You know what the most surprising thing about this is?
What's that?
That this many people listen to this podcast.
The most surprising thing about all this is how much time I've taken away from not cleaning my basement so I can talk about tough breaks about my basement. That's the most surprising thing.
We need to get Brent to the point where he understands, acknowledges, and is comfortable with the fact that he's just been given a real tough break.
Brent,
yeah,
I want you to say these words.
Okay.
I have been given a tough break.
I would like to, I'm going to sum this all up. With.
What a fucking rebel.
Listen, I'm not being a rebel. I'm going
to
say
he's not ready to
thing.
Say it.
I'm going
to
say it my own way. I'm not a robot where you just say this, bitch, and I'm going to say it.
Sure.
I'm going to say it my way. I would like to.
What's wrong with robots? We just had a robot on the podcast. Kirby came in.
That was
and
fucking
you're
funny.
Gonna, now you're going to diss
funny.
Robots.
That was funny. Listen, okay. I would like to thank everybody that's taken time to write or call in and say tough break to my minor little bit of water damage that happened in my basement. That's all.
What did I say about saying water damage?
Yeah. The flood.
Do you have a sump pump, Brent?
No, is this the flood from Halo?
You don't have a sump pump.
I don't get groundwater.
Wait, I got news for you, buddy. You do.
Literally the second time I had to cancel a podcast because of a flood. No, I don't got groundwater.
This guy's in a flood zone.
No, I don't need a sump pump. I know what you're saying. We're not going to turn to a fight about a sump pump because this is the most stereotypical thing that people expect you and I to argue about.
Brent, it sounds to me like you got a lot of sump. Not a lot of pump. You might want to fix that. That's all I'm saying. That's Bucky good. Might have a point here.
That's a t-shirt. I got a lot of sump, not a lot of pump.
For our first merch on the
back,
podcast.
You can use that slogan to sell sump pumps and Viagra.
T-shirts.
Yeah, you put that in a t-shirt and
penis,
that's just
penis
slogan.
Pumps.
Yeah. You got a lot of sump. Not a lot of pumps. Can I go now? Am I off the hook?
My fucking god. No, you're not off the hook. We need you to accept that you've had a tough break.
Yeah. And
I'm gonna go because I feel really bad for Brent, but
thank you.
That makes sense.
Bucky, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Bucky. I appreciate the tough break.
Yeah. Super tough break, Brent.
Oh my god, that's Bucky. Another one from Bucky. That counts.
That's a super.
Oh wow. Right, they're just rolling in at this point.
Thanks, all right, have a good one, Buck. With the Kickstarter or GoFundMe.
No, there's no GoFundMe. There's no Kickstarter.
It's not money. It's just emotional support, but thanks.
You can send us money if you need to.
All right.
Yeah.
What kind of money do they take over there? Like diddly wangs or something?
Yeah, we're on diddly wangs. He's like, gotcha.
Bucky, how long are you going to say goodbye before you...
Yeah. I mean, if you want to stick around, I can make a joke about you having a diddly wang to give, but that's just...
All right.
Just something you don't want to hear.
I better go before my wife hears any of this, because that would be unpleasant.
Could we just get a tough break from your wife quickly and then...
a quick tough break.
I tell you what, promise that she'll say it and we'll count it.
Okay, yes, she'll say it. I promise.
All right, thank you so much, Bucky.
Say, wife, please say tough break to Brent, and she'll go, what the fuck are you talking about?
That counts.
Yeah.
That counts.
All right, that counts. All right, done.
All right. Bucky, thanks so much.
Yeah, later.
Thank you.
All right, Brent, we are floating around the halfway mark now.
Mm.
How are you
The halfway? No, we've beaten it.
Brent, is this your podcast?
Yeah, I mean...
Or is this our podcast?
What the fuck?
Not true. Okay, you make a point. I'm getting like Stockholm syndrome.
That's honestly, every time you come on the podcast, at the very beginning you're being held hostage, and at the very end you have mad Stockholm syndrome.
I'm just yelling, walk around my house on, they make good points. And credit goes to you two for having no idea what you guys are going to talk about and turning it into something that turned out funny at my expense.
Are you talking about the podcast as a whole?
Just this episode.
Folks. That's the only time we've done that.
I'm going to be sincere. Literally, you guys, every episode I go on, you guys pull out something that's funny. And it's good. And that's the best that you're going to get out of me.
I tell you what,
thank
Brent,
you, Brad.
The biggest thing.
You're welcome.
The biggest thing we've, the biggest, I tell you what, Brent,
Brent,
I'll tell you what, the funniest thing we pull out, it's called Brent.
Oh, this is the one. Great. This is just, it's come full circle. I enjoy it. Thank you.
Wow, the politeness on this podcast, folks, right now. Am I right, John?
We have just received a retweet from Bucky Isotope.
Oh, wow. The one and only.
Boosting the signal on this tough break emotional fundraiser for Brent's flood brain.
this don't call it flood brain. I told you, can't be saying that. I'm sure it's a thing somewhere.
Okay, I'm gonna Google flood brain.
Brent, can we get a tough break from your kids?
Oh shit, we got another caller on the line.
Hey, Josh. Hey guys. Hey,
it's another Josh.
Oh, hey, yeah. With two Joshes. What is this?
Josh is from. Is flood brain a real thing that we shouldn't be saying?
Brent, I just wanted to tell Bent. That's your name, right? Bent.
No. Bent. Yes. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Close.
Just wanted to say that I also have problems sometimes. So that's it's a tough break, man.
Okay. Well,
it is. Thank you.
Yeah. Josh, wow. Really empathetic.
Josh, with all due respect, this is an emotional fundraiser for you. So get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to fucking horn in on my tough breaks.
It sounded like he was asking.
You got any tough breaks? You're not using. I got problems too.
He kind of wanted to get a tough break.
He was begging for tough breaks.
I'm getting defensive about my tough breaks now. No, they're my fucking tough breaks.
He was really fishing for another tough break there. It was like, all right, buddy, come on.
I have to leave.
I think flood brain is something, but it's not a medical thing. It's like something to do with computers. So we're in the.
I think it's a slang term for having something wrong with your brain.
It is now.
Yeah, well,
I hope it's
you better
not.
Believe it is.
I haven't had any Google results for, here's the thing. If you're sitting at home getting real offended by this podcast, if you're one of the social justice warriors, one of these keyboard freaks.
Fuck. I hate the keyboard freaks, man.
I just want to say, if you're offended by the phrase blood brain, guess what? I Googled it, and the first few results said it wasn't offensive, so...
Well, I mean, the first result is you know, Brent's Twitter Abby, but the rest of the results say that it's not offensive, so...
Look, it's on the chive, it's fine. Keep calm and flood
those
on.
Those things never chive off.
Oh.
Well, Brent, thanks to Bucky's wife and Tough Break Scrounger Josh, we have reached 50 tough breaks. I know
25.
Our goal was 100, but you expected only 25. So
and they're gonna keep rolling it, inevitably.
Oh, they're gonna keep rolling it. Listen, we should start recording now because I think it's getting too much for Brent.
Josh, you said we should start recording because
we
forgot to record the first 57 minutes.
Yeah, so let's hit record on this.
Let's start recording now. Let's get this bad boy going. Now that we've gotten through the rehearsal, we can get this podcast rolling.
Brent, let's call it a night for your emotional fundraiser.
Okay. It was fun.
You received DeRazor. You received...
I almost said it. I didn't want to be the guy that said it. Yeah.
You've received 50 tough breaks. How do you feel?
I feel like that is 49 too many. Good day to hear you crazy people. I appreciate it.
Are you going to look at the flood differently now?
Yeah.
I know. That's what you're fantastic.
I know what you're doing right now.
Brent?
Yeah?
I need to ask you one question that's been on my mind for pretty much the entirety of this podcast.
Yeah.
Before you go, would you fuck one of the birds? Would you fuck, like, the birds from the Angry Bird movie?
Yeah.
Would you fuck them? Is they real? Would you fuck the bird?
No.
Brent, say you'd fuck the bird.
If it turned into no.
What if it was a furry bird? Half human, half bird.
That's what pretty much humans are.
What if you knew they suck dick really well? Would you fuck a bird then?
It's impossible. They have beaks.
No. Birds, I mean, chickens have lips. Those birds could have lips too. Genuinely, Google it. Chickens do have lips, but would you fuck the bird?
No. No.
Keaton? We got nowhere.
Keaton?
What?
Tough break.
Yeah, truly, break. Man. Thanks for that. Thank you for that. That made me feel a lot better.
A lot of pump.
Brent. A lot of stump, not a lot of pump, baby.
Thanks for being here in your emotional state, and I hope we helped.
And also, thank you for the attention.
Thank you.
I needed it.
Thank you. Just thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all I can say.
Hey, Josh? Josh, thank you.
And for all the people that made it through this whole thing, tough break.
Bye. Tough break,
all right, goodbye.
Bye.
Hey everyone, it's Josh. I just finished up editing the episode, and I checked the numbers again, looked at the tweets, you know, added up the callers we had in, and I'm proud to announce we just hit 100 tough breaks. A few over, actually. I want to thank you for your support. I know it means a lot to Brent when he finds out there's been 100. Oh boy, all of that flood water from his brain is just going to drain down into his heart, and he'll be overwhelmed. I know that much. And I know that we did that for him, that he will feel that way because of what we did. Feels good to help other people, and I would encourage you to just do what you can, you know. All right, I'm gonna go watch Game of Thrones. Bye.